Hey guys, before we get into the episode, I just want to tell you guys real fast about the sponsors of this podcast. First, we got the Grow Guru, my friend and podcast host. He is a growing consultant. So if you have your 329 medical card here in Hawaii and you're interested and want to grow your own medicine, you can hit him up and he can help you out and get you to the point where you can grow and consume your own safe medical cannabis. Also coming soon, the Guru's Grow Supply in beautiful Pearl City. So stay with us and follow for more on Instagram, the Grow Guru and the Guru's Grow Supply. Next, we have Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Shout out to Micah and Bongi for supplying Hawaii and the world with the finest genetics from beautiful Hawaii Nei. You can hit them up on Instagram, Pakalolo Seed Molokai, or find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank and PureSativa.com. And last, we got Retro Hawaii. Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, is doing all the hard work to find you the styles that you loved back in the 80s and 90s. So you can follow him on Instagram and see what's available at Retro Hawaii. All right, that's it. Let's get into the episode. Peace. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Voices from the Planet. I am your host, Eric. Thank you for joining me. It's been a while. Took last scheduled episode off, and I'm back a few weeks later. I'm going to just get it over with now. You'll hear about it on probably the next Everyone Knows Your High podcast, but I need to make a public apology to the good brother Zane, who came all the way from the North Shore to do a podcast with us last week or a couple weeks ago. And in the process of me setting up the podcast and plugging all the shit in to record, I had the input in for the wrong audio. So the episode was basically unusable at the end of it. And I apologize. I should have been more careful. I should have checked things thoroughly before starting. But, you know, when you get comfortable and things usually just plug and go, sometimes double, triple checking isn't on the list of things to do in prepping. So my bad. I apologize. So hopefully we'll be able to redo that episode with him and, yeah, not fuck it up. I almost fucked up again. I thought I hit record on this cameras, but the drive wasn't even plugged in. Good thing I looked twice, because I could have recorded this old school style, just audio. But luckily, double checking every time. At least I know I got the inputs right, so I know that we're getting good audio here. At least as good as this podcast can be. But yeah, so that's why... That's not why we took a break, but that's why there's no episode of Everyone Knows Your High, whenever that was supposed to be 2 weeks ago. And then we decided to take a break to just kind of recuperate, and I decided I'm going to take a break from this podcast too then. So I did that, and now I'm back. But yes, I guess while I'm talking about podcasts, I might as well tell you to make sure to subscribe, like the video, share it with your friends. The support really does help. But yeah, if you could do that, I would greatly appreciate it. Also, I want to give a very special shout out to Kumu Nakana for his generous donation to the Voices from the Planet podcast. He recently came by and just, you know, out of the generosity and goodness of his heart, decided to make a financial donation to the Voices from the Planet Fund. And you might not know this, but it couldn't have come at a better time, one, financially, and second, like, for morale. It was definitely a boost. So I just wanted to give him a shout out because I really appreciate you. He always listens. He checks out every episode. So I know he's one of the 37 subscribers to the channel on YouTube. So thank you, Kumu Nakana. He's a musician. So I don't know. I asked him if he had anything he wanted to plug, any upcoming gigs, but he didn't have anything. But if you know, you know. And if you ever catch wind of Nakana, be sure to check him out and show him some love and let him know you heard about him through Voices from the Planets. I wonder if I'm able to like steal some of the songs he might have posted and put it on the song. I don't know. If it features other artists too, they might not necessarily want to have their likeness put up on or whatever, but so maybe I won't do that. However, he still deserves all the gratitude and praise and definitely a shout out on the podcast here. And if you also watching would like to, you know, drop a donation, you could just hit me up. I don't have any like donation links or anything. Got them. Any donation links or anything set up like that. But yeah, just DM me if you want to come slip me some cash, bro. That'd be sick. This podcast journey. Actually, I should mention because some anniversaries have just passed. I'm actually going to look it up because I'm not exactly sure of the exact date, but I'm pretty sure the first episode of Voices from the Planet was released in September of 2015. September 5th, 2015. So that makes fucking... How long is that? 5, 6, 7, 8 years. 8 years of doing Voices from the Planet. And this is going to be episode 175. That's fucking pretty good, right? That's a lot. So happy anniversary to Voices from the Planet. Excuse me. Yeah. And... Hold on 1 second. I'm seeing a warning on my computer.
It disappeared. What happened?
I don't know. It disappeared. But anyway, so 8 years Voices from the Planet and my other podcast, as you know, everyone knows you're high. Actually, our first episode was uploaded on September 11th. 2021. So that makes 3 years? No, 2 years. Yeah, 2 years. Sorry, I'm not good with the maths, even simple maths. It's just because I really don't care about numbers. So I never paid attention in school. And it's like, I always just assume that somebody smarter is going to know the answer to simple math like that. So I usually don't ever offer up an answer. I just let other people chime in. Yeah, 2 years, everyone knows you're high. That'll be the next... That's 53 episodes we've done on there. That's a lot, too. I mean... That is a lot. So congratulations and happy anniversary to Calais and our producers, Bud Naked and Turtle Doves, for continuing to produce Hawaii's best podcast, Everyone Knows You're High, while I produce Voices from the Planet, Hawaii's best podcast. That's why I got to step away and do computer shit, because there's nobody else here. It's just me. The one-man show of Voices from the Planet. September, I also, on September 11th as well, I celebrate a work anniversary. It's when I started the job I'm currently at. That's been like 5 years. I think it was 2018. But is that 5 years? Yeah. Sorry, I'm dumb, dude. I'm realizing now I'm really fucking dumb. Two things. Not good with simple math, and I'm not a good typist, but I continue to assert the fact that it's these flat MacBook keyboards that are the problem, not my typing. Give me a 1990s hard-keyed QWERTY keyboard, and I'm not as bad of a typist, but with these flat keyboards, it's hard. I'm not as proficient, so I have a lot of typos. So it appears as if I'm bad at like spelling and grammar, which I will admit I am bad at spelling and grammar for the most part. I was super glad when like predictive text and shit that like just guesses the word you want. Like, yeah, that is what I was wanted to type. Thank you, and just using that. But also to my detriment, I think it also leads to me just not even trying to figure out how to spell words. And just, I don't know how to spell a lot of words. Autocorrect is great. I'm not going to come on here and try to pretend like I'm some super smart, technically proficient. I'm not even good at speaking either, but I do two podcasts. But I'm not like some technically savvy dude who can do all this shit. However, there are some things that I am good at. And I don't know what exactly they are. But when I do them, I know that this is one of those things. Like, I'm pretty good at a lot of shit. I think I talked about that last time, the jack of all trades thing. Yeah, so that was that. It's a celebration, bitches. To the longevity of Hawaii's best podcasts. Cheers. I'm not freezing like Mitch McConnell. I'm thinking about what I should talk about because I don't know much about it, but I did get a chance to tune in and see some of the testimonies for the Maui water rights hearing, where I'm probably going to get it wrong. I may be wrong, but from what I understand is the people and like the community of Maui is suing like the water management people for firing the deputy who was in charge of the water management on the day of the fire. I'm not exactly clear on what happened and why he was let go, but there was some fucking passionate testimonies taking place here on Oahu, which I think definitely was strategic, as some of the people testifying mentioned, like, you know, having the hearings here on Oahu reduce the number of people that were able to fly over from Maui to testify here, obviously. I mean, a lot of community leaders did fly over. So I caught some of those people, but that's got to be a strategic thing, right? These fucking board members, whoever these water trustees, or I don't know who the fuck these people are, they've got to be terrified to have to sit there and just listen to people. I mean, good they have to do that shit. Good for them. That's like the least of the things they should have to worry about having to do. But that's a lot of people that would be coming up if they had one of these things on Maui. And from what I've seen, it was going for hours and hours and hours. And there was like a ton of people who signed up to give their testimony in person and via Zoom. And it was like the whole day. And they still hadn't even gotten to the people who wanted to testify on Zoom. And one guy, I don't even know who the fuck this guy is. I really don't care enough to know these people's names. But one guy didn't even have the professionalism or the sense of decency to show up in an aloha shirt, even a collared shirt, a button down shirt, something. He's on the board. Everybody's there. There are men and women on this board. A lot of them, I'm sure, are local business people, or, you know, they hold these positions on this panel or board or whatever it is. And they seem to have been dressed appropriately. And there was this one guy on the very end who just showed up in a t-shirt. Like, I don't know who that guy was, but if you want people to take you seriously, I think in those situations, you need to come a little more correct than just rolling in your fucking t-shirt, bruh. I don't care if the t-shirt costs $40. Still button some shit up and then come to work. Especially when you're supposed to be the leadership and the ones in charge and the people making these decisions. And you're just showing up like you rolled out of bed and threw some fucking boardies on and a fucking t-shirt. Crazy the level of disrespect that I saw in that. I may be wrong. Maybe my whole moral compass is a little skewed, but to me that just seems disrespectful. But I could be wrong. I don't know. I tend to maybe see offenses in things that might not necessarily be offensive. Not that I get offended all the time. That's not like that, like these kind of like snowflake kind of offenses, but like that kind of shit. It's like the same thing. Like if you were going to court and you needed to present yourself in front of a judge, this is a serious thing. This hearing is a serious thing. You want to look your best. You can't show up, plaintiff or defendant side, doesn't matter. You cannot show up and just fucking wear one t-shirt. I mean, some people do. But if you want to at least look like you give a shit, you fucking take the time and you put on a nice shirt at least and some pants and something. That's just me. Maybe. I could be wrong. I'm not talking about the people testifying. They could show up in whatever the fuck they want. A lot of them had like their Kia'i shirts. A lot of them were wearing red shirts, which they are choosing to do as like a sign of solidarity with the people of Maui. But if you're on the opposite side of that table and you're the one fielding the testimony and receiving this and supposed to be listening, you better fucking put on a fucking collar shirt at least. Right? Am I wrong? What if the judge or somebody showed up in just a t-shirt? You would think, fuck, they're not taking this serious. It's disrespectful, in my opinion. We will be back next week. Sorry, weird segue. This is like how the brain of Voices from the Planet works. But next week, we'll be back with another episode of Everyone Knows You're High. I felt like just saying that. I don't know why. My brain is scrambling for things to talk about right now because every time I think I'm coming in here, I'm going to just fucking wing it. I come in here and turn it on. And it's like, ah, shit. So let the awkward pauses and lulls stay in because that's fucking how this podcast goes. You know what I'm going to do? Let's try go on Instagram Live and see if anybody wants to do any, ask any questions. How do I do this? Damn it, I always forget how to do these things. All right, we're going live. Take some questions on Instagram. Let's see who joins, if anybody does. Give it a second. What's up? You're live on the podcast. I'm doing something different. Usually, we go live on Everyone Knows You're High, but this is just the Voices from the Planet. Sorry to disappoint, but if you have any questions or anything, I got nothing to talk about. I'm trying to fill the podcast, so if you have anything you want to ask or you want me to talk about, I'll try my best. But it's just me here. I understand if you don't have questions, it's okay. It's a little different when we have more people on with guests and with the Grow Guru here. When we do these Everyone Knows Your High lives. But I really didn't have shit to talk about. And this is going to be a weird episode because, yeah. I saw on Instagram, actually, there was something that happened at Ala Moana, but nobody knows. There was that one dude who does like, this is so-and-so. I should have fucking looked at his Instagram closer, but he, was there, and I guess he was asking people if they knew what happened, but he didn't because a ton of cops rolled up at Ala Moana for something. If I'm just going to speculate, which I'm going to do right now with zero information, maybe it was one of those flash mob smash and grabs or something at Ala Moana. And fucking the cops rolled up because, you know, a large group of kids ran in and ransacked some stores because there's been a ton of, like, I know you hear it in the news and in the mainland where they talk about, like, oh, fucking people are just walking into stores and just walking out. And there's nothing that the people working at the stores can do. You know, if it's under a certain dollar amount, they're not being charged. They're being, like, it's like a really low charge and they're just being released. And you see that on a smaller scale here in Hawaii, where, you know, like you see surveillance video of two or three people just kind of like brazenly walking in and jacking shit from Old Navy or whatever, little smaller stores. But maybe that big time fucking group of fucking people just overwhelming a store and just grabbing shit. Maybe that happened. Like Home Depot couple weeks ago. I don't know about that one, but I do remember when there was that other one where the guys just like totally went in and cut the bolts and stole power tools and then like got busted, got took it in, released, and like we're back the next day or like a couple of days later. It was the same dudes. I don't know if that's the one, but that shit, I know those stories. So it's happening here for sure. And unlike everyone knows you're high here, we can't get political and we can't blame it on the Democrats in power. Because like every other large blue city, you're seeing the same kind of things happen. And it's because of the laws or like the lack of laws, I guess, that are being imposed in these cities by these mayors. And it's fucking, I don't know that, and the other political parties would necessarily do a good job, because I think like all of these things are symptoms of a broader problem, whether it's mental health or drug addiction, which probably stems from mental health anyway, or if it's just like, you know, people are desperate and their desperate times call for desperate measures. So running into a Walgreens with a blowtorch and trying to burn off the fucking security plastic to break into a thing to steal something seems like a viable option for people. I say, where you got that fucking blowtorch from that you can have that, but you got to go steal shit from fucking Walgreens? Like, why don't you become a welder or something? Put that blowtorch to good use. Blow some glass. Make pipes for stoners. They're using their ingenuity and know-how for the wrong reasons. I saw a thing that, sorry. Oh, shit. I forgot. This is leaning on the mic stand. But I saw that a thing that post that said Google Maps updated Lahaina to show, like, the burned area, which is allowing conspiracy theorists to get a closer look, I guess, and survey from Google-provided satellite images. And people are pointing out more anomalies that they're finding, which they're claiming leads credence to their theories of space lasers or whatever the fuck. And even when I say like that, I'm not trying to like discredit the whole directed energy weapon thing, but I just like to use the terms to make it sound funny. But I don't know. There was one thing that I was going around that how these lasers, and I think I even talked about it, don't burn blue, where there was a video of they had like the different color felts and all the colors lit on fire except the blue one. And then they show all these pictures of blue cars and blue umbrellas at Lahaina and around there. But then I heard this one guy talking about his golf cart was blue and it burned and all these other things got burnt that were blue. So it's like, Jesus Christ, this is a full moon. Jesus. Can you hear that? Kunia! Clara! Hold on, I'll be right back.
1 second.
Animal friends, sorry, I had to make sure everything was okay with them. But space lasers, I don't know, maybe not, who knows. It could really just be the negligence or malintent of our government. Because one thing, if it was just a power line that fell over due to the high winds, like the fact that the grass around it and all the brush is unkept, the fact that it is so dry is the responsibility of the land management people, the water management people. Like, how did it get so bad? It's because, you know, years and years ago, big landowners diverted water that used to go to Lahaina and now go to other places. So, I mean, the issues stem back from a long time ago, and it's hard to, I mean, you can point the finger at a lot of fucking people, but at in the end, who's really going to be the one that takes the blame? Ultimately, I think it's probably going to be nobody. Nobody is going to lose their job over this. If they do, they're just going to be reallocated. Oh, yeah, that's what happened. The water guy, he never get fired. He got, like, reassigned a new position, which looks like punishment for doing whatever he's being accused of doing. So, I don't know. We'll see. This Maui shit ain't over. More and more stories are going to come out. People are now able to, like, at least get back home and, like, sift through and try to put the pieces back together, I suppose. One of the things happening now is fucking tourism. They're thinking of opening Lahaina and that area back up to tourism, which a lot of people are still against, and I can understand that. I don't really see any good reason to allow tourists in the burn area while people's things are still just like in ashes. You know, you gotta let people do their thing first. I feel like it's probably the better way to do it. How long? I don't fucking know. But what is there to see in Lahaina that tourists need to go there for? Like, did you open up whatever Louisiana and those areas after Katrina to tourists so people could go in and, like, what, take selfies and make TikTok videos? Like, isn't Kaanapali open? If they want to go stay there, they can probably stay there. And then I heard, they're also starting to look closer at people who are occupying the Airbnbs and hotels that were, you know, Lahaina residents. And apparently they're going to be kicking out. Maybe that's not the right term, but people who, like, actually weren't from Lahaina and, like, undocumented people and that kind of shit. And I don't know what they're going to do with them. Just kick them out and put them where? I don't know. Shelter them so maybe, like, actual residents who have been waiting can get spots. I don't know. It's been real busy. I haven't really been keeping up with all this shit. These are just things that I've been hearing and that I've come across my peripheral fucking attention span of what's happening with current events. I don't know. Shit, I forgot I was on live for a second. Hi. I can't really think of anything else. I never really can. Surprise, surprise. Oh, what the fuck was that? All right, well, I guess that's fucking long enough. It's funny, after my last episode talking about consistency, then there was this kind of unplanned break that kind of broke a consistency streak, but that's how fucking life is sometimes. I'll try to be better. How about that? Thank you for joining. Thank you for watching. Thank you, 808 Forlo, for joining on live. Again, shout out to Kumunakana for his generous donation. And shout out to the sponsors of the podcast, the Grow Guru, my friend and co-host of Everyone Knows You're High. Check them out on Instagram, the Grow Guru Hawaii, and the Guru's Grow Supply. Still coming soon. Just wait, motherfuckers. It's coming, and it's going to be fucking great when it does. Trust. Also, Pakalolo Seed Molokai, thank you for your continued support. And Retro Hawaii, my boy Miko Ferrari. Please go check him out. Check out all the sponsors. Go follow them on Instagram. If you're so inclined to purchase what they do or support them in that way, please do that. Let them know you heard about them on Voices from the Planet. And again, don't forget to subscribe and like and share the podcast, please. Thank you. Good night. I'll see you guys next time. Peace to you guys on live, and love you guys. Peace to everyone else.
It's a slaughter, nigga, Mickey and Mallory style. Y'all niggas is dead, and people calling me foul. Cross you off the list and chuck you over in the pile. Let's get this shit settled right here and right now. I got this hard shit in a smash. I'm about to cash. Stop looking, nigga, I'm the last motherfucker you gon' meet like this. Turn your day pitch black like I clicked the light switch. The beat is nickel plated, went up in the chamber, in the clip the remainder, blasting off in anger. The black monster, strike like the black mamba. Have your motherfuckers running home to your mama. Stay in your fucking place, you know that I'm the ace. If not, get the taste, smacked out your fucking face. Everything I say, I mean it. I'm the black motherfucker, straight out of Queensbridge.
The streets is gritty, drama in the city. We asking God for mercy, but he's showing you no pity. You're hoping for a miracle, when your faith is cynical. The only thing that mattered to you is if you had your pistol full. Sit back, uncontrolled rages. All we are is axes, playing on different stages. Rotten lives seem to be contagious. Who we are, cats who die, never make it too far. We're quick to talk about things we should have done and never did it. Things we started and never finished. We watch our children look at us with empty wishes. They growing up with no restrictions. I wonder why miscommunications across the great states. Blood flows down heaven's gates and we await our torturous fates. Printed for all to see, but only those with knowledge seem to see it biblically. It's the harsh reality, placed in wise mentality. Unholy matrimonies, your true boys is true phonies. Shadows creeping while you're sleeping, young widows weeping. Trust in these cats when you meet them. This teach men before they descend. International diamonds philosophy. Well, fuck that. Listen to my prophecy. Where your friends are, now your enemies. You choose your path, now face your penalties. No more getting high and drinking Hennessy. It's a new world order, not meant for humanity.
I got that hazardous flow, kid Smith with various cokeheads. Y'all caps are halfway out the closet like Mario Lopez. My infallible flow is sicker than subliminal phallic symbols. Of Walt Disney motion picture posters. Sacks itching, writing the sickest opus. Fixing the focus, the scope of the magnum. At whichever nigga standing the close. Your amateur flow is not compatible to my gnosis. Like Kanye, I snatch your mic for thinking that you so swift. Magical melatonin omen, roaming in the wide open. Breaststroking in the fiery ocean. Choking on cyanide while I was smoking. Until both of my eyes exploded. Mind frozen with bad breath from going into ketosis. Nibiru geneticist, medieval torture method. Military weapons specialist, decoding Hebraic messages. New Eureka native, reincarnated in the form of Satan, elated in the meditative state, sedated, inundated with the latest. My speech is upgraded. Y'all niggas ain't seeing me like a thong on Aretha Franklin. Why am I so lyrical? Cause your rhymes are limited like a cockeyed cyclops is peripheral. Attack mics, spit backs like the passion of Christ. My passion for what I write is like a massive appetite.
The appetite of Megalodon, pumping steroids in his arm. His upper torso is bigger than yours. Brave brave men will die. Women will cry over the genocide, but don't cry, dry your eye. My left brain 20%, my right brain is more than that. My pituitary gland is on crack, that's why they barely understand where I'm at. And why I rap, they say it's whack, it's not wise to react. Why is that? Cause consciously I'm black, subconsciously I'm darker than that. The most controversial artist in rap. When I step on my lyrics, I force them to fall back. I was wounded in combat and still crawl back. Do it right the first time, I don't ever have to do it again. Unless I rehearse it again and again. Rotating floating spheres like clockwork, rotating gears. Counterclockwise, collating what you hear over here. Don't repeat what you heard, just remember what you learned. Remember the last time you got burned. Qualitative analysis is not enough to quantify cannabis. But do it live if you think you can handle this.